There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money.
This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. It is Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. Mitch and Paul live in downtown Las Vegas from the Circa Resort and Casino. Good to have you on board today over the next 3 hours, loaded with good guests sprinkled in throughout the show on the NFL draft and the NBA playoffs. And Paul Howard with a mock draft today.
All right, yeah.
Which we will touch on.
Yeah.
Dude, top 15?
I did 15.
You did 15. That's good enough, right?
Yeah.
Who the hell knows after like picks 12, 13, 14?
Who the hell knows after what happened yesterday? I know.
Okay. And so, yeah, we do have a new favorite to go third overall, which we'll get into coming up in about 15 minutes. Okay, so this NBA playoffs to begin. The T-Wolves-Grizzlies series has been a tough watch. Yeah. Not easy on the eyeballs, but it has been ultra competitive. A lot of those players left their guts on the floor last night. And I feel like the Timberwolves should have won this series in 5 games. They gave two of their losses they gave away in the fourth quarter, including last night. And here are some of the alarming numbers and observations from David Thorpe, a consistent guest throughout the entire season on this show. Memphis missed 21 threes and 13 free throws. That's why they were up 3 late. Ja was bad until the fourth quarter.
Right.
And then they had the reason why they won and took over in the fourth quarter is that they, on the offensive side of the glass, which is something that you pointed to before the series even started.
Number one in the league.
They grabbed 61.5% of their misses in the fourth quarter and scored 12 points off the offensive rebounds.
Yep.
There's your story.
Clark was great. I didn't think it'd be a competitive series. I thought they were much the best here. I mean, they're not playing smart basketball.
No, not at all.
They continue. Now, the big thing going in, like Dylan Brooks, you're not Kobe Bryant. Stop shooting. 3 of 18? Quit chucking, Costanza. Yep. Pass the ball. But the other thing that continues to be a problem, game in, game out, night in, night out, is Jackson. One of your best players is not available because he can't stay out of foul trouble. And don't give me that look like you smelled a bad fart every time you go to the bench about, oh, the officials got it in for me. It's you. It's your problem.
Right.
Play smart, you're always in foul trouble. They're up 13-2, and then he gets the second foul, and they get right to the bench, and things change. When he's hardly on the floor in the series.
He plays like 20 minutes a game because of
this. That's a killer.
He's always in foul trouble.
Yes.
And I know you were tweeting about it last night, and it honestly looked like, and I'm doing this tongue-in-cheek, obviously, but Towns and Jackson they had side bets on who could come up with the dumbest fouls throughout the game and throughout the series.
Well, at least Towns played through it on his part. I mean, he gave you 28. He had 5 fouls. He was fantastic.
Uh-huh.
Although, again, he is so immature. I mean, wait, telling the crowd to shush, you're up 11. Guess what? You blew the lead.
Yep.
Finish the job first, okay? But it's the other thing is Bane's an assassin. He needs to get more looks and more shots. He is deadly, especially you're going to get wide open looks too. So Brooks has got to calm down. Some of these other guys have to check themselves, find the hot hand. And the other thing, you know, Ja was shooting too much too in this series. He was great in the fourth quarter. But and he might be the best in-game dunker we've seen in a long, long time.
Well, that dunk, and by the way, at the time, to me, that felt like a solo home run in the top of the eighth when the team's down 9-0, right? Because they were getting blown out. But,
down
I mean,
13,
to bring it back all the way like that, I used to do that on a 7-foot rim when I was younger, so that was a good feeling. But I will say this, right? I mean, before the fourth quarter, and I think we can probably all agree on this, Bane and Clark were the two best players for the Grizzlies, and it wasn't even close.
Yes.
And then, because Ja Morant did not have a good series until the fourth quarter last night when he was awesome. Hit that huge three, some of the finishes he had near the rim.
Yep, getting to the line.
He plays 1,000 miles an hour at all times.
Yep.
I do think some of the calls were absurd. He took like, he traveled, his feet slid like 4 feet on the one call that went against Towns, I believe, where he put him at the free throw line. It was like, okay, that's how they're calling pretty much the entire series. But man, I can't get over the T-Wolves in another blown game last night. And now the Grizzlies are favored on the road in game 6.
Yeah. And then would you want to lay 6 again coming back if it goes 7 with Memphis? I can't do that.
Well,
it's just they can't figure this out. I think they're the better team. Or at least going in they were, but they can't figure. Someone's always in foul trouble. Someone's having an off night. Ja's not trusting his teammates. He was awesome though in the fourth quarter. That game had everything. Jesus.
Yep. I would say I would actually run more stuff for Bane.
You have to.
Because stuff, him, it's coming like in the fast, you know, up-tempo, fast-break style of basketball. And it's also just coming like, they're not setting anything for him. It's like in the uh-oh, he's open. Yeah. Now all of a sudden it came out of nowhere and the guy lost him. So now here he's going to come a three. I would run stuff like that play out of the timeout last night when the T-Wolves needed a three to tie it was as good as it gets from Finch, right? Unbelievable play design. And the pass by McLaughlin is a 10 out of 10. To go like that, double-handed bounce pass and hit Edwards like that right out of the timeout was perfection. But then the defense by Edwards on the flip side to allow Morant to get to the rim.
Yep.
Guys.
Yep. You're up 11 with 6 minutes. You got to close.
Yep.
They blow the lead, and maybe they blow the series. So we'll find out what Minnesota's made of again coming back with the home game. But you're right. I don't want to lay it with Memphis. They shouldn't be favored. Utah opened the favorite. That's now flipped. Coming up tomorrow in game 6. I don't want to lay it with the 76ers.
Nope.
And then you look ahead to what would happen if there's a game 7. What are the sick? They're just going to have their same power ratings and not adjust?
Remember, they were 7.5 or 8 for game 5. If Toronto wins game 6, that number has to come down. I stand corrected, by the way. Memphis is 1.5. I think I may have said 2.5. If I did, I apologize. They're 1.5. This morning, total is 220. Look at how that total came down.
Well, where are you? It's 2 at Bet Rivers.
Is it okay? But, yeah, so it's 1.5 or 2 then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I think the way to approach that game again, because it came in one more time last night, T-Wolves first quarter and first half. What a call by Ian Eagle last night. Did you hear the one about 7-Eleven?
No, I missed that one.
Oh, it was so good. Because they started slow from downtown, and then at one point late in the first quarter, Ian Eagle goes, "And now Minnesota, 7-11 from downtown in the first quarter." That's a Timberwolves slurpee. And Jim Jackson was caught off guard, and he started laughing. He goes, "I would have gone big gulp."
Okay. That's good.
And then he had the jawbreaker on that dunk.
Yeah.
Ian Eagle's just the man.
That's like out of a movie, action hero, and they're messing with the scene and the graphics. I mean, he kept going up. Just puts him on a post. It's like a... How can he get that high?
That and his arm kept going back.
Yeah.
Like, how far can you bring it back like this?
Yeah.
It's a
cartoon.
Thunder.
It was a cartoon.
Yeah.
That's like the third time he's done that this year.
Yeah. That was very...
Oh, my God.
That was Vince Carter or Sean Kemp in-game dunks.
There are people who thought it was the best in-game dunk they've ever seen.
Well, it's in the mix.
I mean, that's how big as Towns.
Yes.
I mean, that's no problem.
Yeah, I know.
They'll go right over you. Oh, man. And then the Atlanta game comes down to the wire. No hyperbole. That might have been the worst possession I've ever seen.
They don't get a shot.
Oh, come on. Gallinari's trapped in the corner. Come on.
Oh,
you just say you have to chuck it up, though. Why are you passing the ball?
Of course.
The two does you no good there.
Right.
You just got to throw it up and hope something happens.
Well, think about that.
Oh,
how many poorly designed plays we get, even at the NBA level, And that's why what Finch came up last night out of the timeout was so good.
Yes.
And because you compare that to the final 4 seconds of the Hawks game, you're like, how is that even possible? They don't even get a shot up.
There was a lot there last night. Again, a great job, and Miami is so good defensively, and Trae Young embarrassed himself.
Oh, terrible series.
Trae Young was horrendous. So things have changed in Atlanta. The other thing, Jimmy Butler's worth 4 points to the spread.
Okay, now go over this now.
Come on. Well, he's eight. It was 8.5, and then it was announced he's out. It went down to 4.5.
Oh, compare that to what happened with Luka.
And nothing happened with Luka in the game five. Like, what? Luka's coming back?
It's not
one
like
of the best players in the NBA, and the line stays the same?
Yeah, it's not like bettors who are on the screen all day long paying attention to the stuff are going to miss Luka coming back, right?
Did they think it was a minutes restriction, so it wouldn't matter? I mean, come on. The guy played a ton of minutes, and he gave them a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have won the game. But that's that game, that was wild. Because Atlanta is down, Miami is down 41-40 with 2 minutes left in the second quarter. Then they hit him. It was like a quick 12-0 run. They scored 15 points the rest of the way in 2 minutes.
Yeah.
And then at a big
right
lead.
Before the half.
And then it turned into an 18-0 run, I believe. And then they were up 13. It was cut down to 6. They go up, and then all of a sudden it's a 3-point game. And then you get that horrific possession to end.
Yep. And by the way, good reminder on Twitter from Kevin Rogers. Hawks covered as an underdog in a loss for the first time since February 10th, 2021 at Dallas.
There it is. The mathematically impossible. I can't believe it. The thing that Mark Lawrence put us on, it at least made us aware of it a while back. How can that be?
I don't know.
That's impossible.
It is.
They finally got the money as a dog.
Yeah.
Well, they cashed but didn't win the game.
Right.
Look at this tweet. They covered as a dog in a loss for the first time since 2021. Let that sink in. Like the point spread never matters in Hawks games.
Ever.
When they're favored, they cover. When they're dogs, they lose.
Correct. How wild is that? That's got to be one of the strangest runs in any sport in a long, long time.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Man, Suns 50-0 this year when leading after three quarters.
Well,
funky is that stat?
That goes back to the clutch time stats that they've had all year long.
Yeah.
Final 5 minutes where they take teams out.
Yep. Might have been Bridges' best game as a pro. They needed that. And so close them out. Close them out Thursday. They're laying 2.5.
Do they? Do they close them out?
I don't know. That's Ingram's got some issues with his finger now. That could be a problem. They held him in check. But they should. Certainly, if they play like that, they could even, hopefully, give Dallas a series if they play like that and get that production out of Bridges.
Yep.
But the building was on fire, too.
Oh, absolutely.
They were great. They were into it.
Good crowd last night.
Yes.
I tell you, the two road favorites I want nothing to do with in Game 6, the 76ers. In fact, I did bet the Raptors yesterday, plus 105 on the money line. And I don't want the Grizzlies in Game 6 either. I don't know. Why is it a five-game thing already with these two teams? Every game's been tough to watch, and the foul trouble has just been a major problem.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing stupid basketball.
Yep.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com. Up next, we'll recap the action from last night from a betting perspective with line moves, any bad beats and upsets with win some, lose some, and the latest buzz on the NFL draft. Well, once you know it, looks like we have a new favorite to go third overall tomorrow night. We will run down the numbers and the details on it coming up here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
How about Arizona in hockey last night? Plus 450, beat the Wild. What was that? What a weird night on ice. Crazy. Plus 450. Washington with a no-show. Islanders have been terrible. Washington can still improve their position in the standings.
That was
run out at home.
Yeah, 4-1.
Yeah.
Had nothing in the game.
Yeah. Islanders come limping in, lost 6-7. Favorites last night in hockey, or excuse me, in baseball, 12-3. One dog, Diamondbacks plus 195 beat the Dodgers. And the Hawks from 8.5 down to 4.5 with the Butler news, and they lose by 3. Subscribe, be part of the team. VSiN.com, our radio and podcast friends. Great dog video to start. Where they raised the gate, so they thought, not a problem, no issue here with the boxer. And the dog comes in, barking about, hey, he can't jump over that? Apparently not, but look at this. I just open it with my mouth. In your face. In your face. I don't care. Yeah, it's like telling him, hey, tough guy, watch this.
Yeah,
you raise
right.
The gate, it's no problem.
The jaws of life here.
I see
I'll crack
it,
this bad boy open.
This opens it with his mouth. And he comes walking in. That's incredible. Mark, who was hanging out at Bar Canada, the Royale with cheese. He said, if I ever got a Royal Delta, I'm done. Well, he did. So now you're on the clock. Paid $5,600. He took the picture while it was still processing. On 10 play for dimes. Kind of a tough beat. He only had a couple multipliers. You see only one top right?
Hey.
Another one? Yeah. So he wins $5,600.
Not a tough beat. By the way, he was not a man of his word. He did not retire. He sent over another one.
What happened?
Four aces dealt.
What?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, he said he had to, I think he's leaving today, going.
Same machine?
From Las Vegas. I don't know about that.
On 10 play?
And he's like, tomorrow is going to be a rough one, let me tell you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah? Yeah.
Wow. And he got dealt aces. That's incredible. Good for him. Lose some. Trey Young. Always he bad.
That's it. That's the graphic.
Yeah,
Trey Young, lose some.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And then the 5-11. The 5-11 tweet. I mean, this guy. The turnovers. He had more. He had 22 made field goals and 30 turnovers.
Oh, brutal.
Three of his four lowest point totals this season came in the series. Huh. Miami shut him down.
That looks like the Newman business card.
Yeah. And massive movement in the college, in the prop market with corners. I mean, this is, what do you think here? I mean, I know what you have.
I don't want to get too excited.
Yeah.
Because I do have Stingley at 101 to go third overall. And now, as you're looking at the graphic here, Gardner was $5, maybe even higher.
He was seven at William Hill.
Yep.
This is at Caesars from R.J. White. Yes.
So he got as high as seven here at Caesars, five. Now down to 2-1. Stingley in the $1.25 plus 150 range to go.
Yeah.
And now at several books, Stingley is the shortest shot on the board to go third overall.
I don't get it.
McClain.
Yeah, I mean, Die Hard 2 was on yesterday, too.
McClain, oh, was it?
I thought he nailed it.
Yippee-ki-yay, Mr. Falcon.
Hey, good dub job. I thought he nailed it with why it doesn't make any sense. He missed. He's not a sure thing. You go with something. I don't know.
Okay, so I remember saying this on the air when I bet Stingley. The next day I said, look, I made a bet on Stingley as a long shot at 100-1. He came down to 80, and I said on the air, I would not bet him at 80. I would not bet him again. I'm not going to, and I don't expect this to cash.
But it's crazy.
I took it as a flyer, and now all of a sudden it's live. But again, it's one of those things where I can't go into the draft expecting him to go third overall, and then when he doesn't, I'm going to be disappointed. So that's where we're at right now.
All right. All right. Yep. More on that coming up. Bad beats, Timberwolves money line plus 220 up 11 with 6 minutes. And they vomit on themselves. Red Sox plus $1.60. They're up two in the bottom of the ninth. There's two outs. Springer goes deep. And Toronto wins it in 10. Tigers, they gave up two in the bottom of the ninth. They lost on a walk-off throwing error?
Yeah.
Was that what it was by the catcher? Mm-hmm. A walk-off throwing error.
Yeah, he throws it into the outfield. And there you go. Runner around third to win the game.
John Morant was 5-1 at Bet Rivers to have a triple-double. He had 30 points, 13 rebounds, and 9 assists. Hey, and Predators, plus $1.20. They clinched a playoff spot. Calgary scored with 0.2 seconds left. Two-tenths of a second left.
Yeah.
And 5-4 in overtime. Calgary wins it in overtime. There you go. Win some, lose some. Presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. Claim your 100% first deposit match bonus now with code 250MATCH. Learn more at BetRivers.com. As you tweeted and we talked about all week, the props come down today at 5 o'clock. More crazy movement yesterday and stuff at William Hill going back and forth. Wilson went from minus 220 to even money to be the first wide receiver selected.
Okay, so if it's not going to be him, then who is it? Is it Williams?
The guy who made the biggest move was Williams. He's down to 2-1 to be the first wide. He's the second choice now.
And he's ahead of London.
Yes, he is. Hmm. I don't know.
Okay.
I know there was a lot of hype and a lot of, I'm not worried about the injury with Williams, so.
I will say this. Tomorrow night, the draft on television for those watching at home is going to come off so beautiful, right? It's going to be picturesque, and the drone coverage, I can't wait to see what it looks like. Because it's still going to be, when the draft starts at 5 o'clock tomorrow night, we still have probably like 2 hours of light out. So the whole strip is going to come across like one of the best events ever. It's going to look like NHL game at Lake Tahoe last year was so good because of the drones.
Like NFL Network, and how do you not send your people here for this? I don't understand it.
Oh, they have some. Like, what do you mean?
Like, several shows didn't come out here.
Oh, they didn't?
The other thing is, you still watch these other network shows, and guys are still doing shows from their homes. And like, guys, we're past this now. It's okay. Come out from the closet. You can come out from your homes. It's all right now.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, it's how they're still doing this, where it's like, you know, I'm going to be in my closet doing the show. It's like, come out and visit, all right?
That stage at the Bellagio, I never dreamt that in a million years.
How they could pull that off, I know.
Correct, yeah.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Other movement, the corner. You really think Stingley's going to go third? I bet a quantum after I heard from McClain, and then the Stingley thing happened and went nuts. And I don't know what's going to happen with the Jets at the 4 or 5 pick now, where Tibbs is going to go.
I would actually say 4 is a bigger question mark than 3, the way it seems. 3 appears to be down to 2 guys.
Right. Now, late last night, Aquanu came back and then went ahead. Stingley,
yep.
To be the favorite to go third at some spots.
And maybe they go somebody like Thibodeau if he's there. And maybe because, again, Paul, nobody knows anything in this draft, really, right? So it appears as if, based on the betting market, that it's going to be Stingley or Aquanu. But if it's not, then I would probably say we go defensive lineman 3 picks in a row.
Now, will Neal fall because of this?
He appears to be falling.
Well, someone's leaking info that he has medical. Bad medical,
correct.
But then some people say it could be on purpose because they want him to fall to whatever team could be leaking. I don't know.
Right. But also, there's a scenario where the first 4 picks are all defensive players, right? Because what if it's Walker, Hutchinson, Stingley 3, and then Gardner goes 4 to the Jets? Well, the Giants, looking at offensive linemen, then the connection's there to cross, but they're going to have they'll have their pick of the litter then. Iguanu's going to be there. Neal's going to be there. Which guy do they go with? I've been betting Cross to go first offensive lineman.
I think that's safe.
That they go Cross?
He'll go 5, 6, or 7. One of them.
Yeah, I think so. But yeah. I just don't know.
I think the Giants take Cross.
At 5.
Or 7. And I don't know. I got conflicting reports about, because the Giants had a meeting a face-to-face with Thibodeau, and then they did a Zoom like the next day or something. Then there was a report that they didn't like how it went, and there was another report that if Sauce is there at 4, 100% the Jets are taking him. Mm-hmm.
And then what did the Panthers do at number 6?
Good question.
I'm still hearing people make the case for Kenny Pickett. I'm sorry. Oh, I mean, that ship has sailed, in my opinion.
Look at the movement now. Yeah. You see where he went now? He continues to plummet. They didn't even mess around here, right, because they opened him at 18.5.
Right.
I think he went from 10.5 to 14.5 at William Hill. 10.5 to 14.5, and then heavily juiced to the over. Yeah, I can't see that.
No, I don't think he's going to go. I think the Panthers are out of there. Although, a member of the organization sat down with Sam Darnold recently and did say, look, we're going to come away with a quarterback this weekend. And Sam's like, yeah, no kidding. You are? Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, I'm not stupid.
Willis is up to 12.5 over minus 175. Pickett is now 14.5 over minus 280.
14.5 over minus 280.
Yeah.
I can't imagine the market's off this much.
No, I can't.
I really can't.
No. I mean, this has to factor in big time that it's here. I mean, it's all these people gallivanting around town and it has to factor in.
Yeah.
That's why I want to look at the Nevada numbers, the Las Vegas numbers.
Right. Well, when they put
it's
up
here.
By the way, like when this spot and another one across town popped up Pickett at 18.5 and 16.5 earlier this week, it kind of tells you something.
Yep.
In my opinion.
You would think.
Yeah. That was my first reaction, is like, that's probably a sharp number. 18.5 to open up with Pickett. Mm-hmm. By now, you know that Bet Rivers is the place to go for betting on sports, but did you know that Bet Rivers is also the place to watch live sports, including tennis, soccer, hockey, and more? Bet Rivers also streams NHL games and ATP matches. Bet live, watch live, all in one place. Watch today on the Bet Rivers app or go to betrivers.com. Paulie's mock draft. We should take a peek at your top 15. I said yesterday, no way you get more than 4.5 right in the top 10.
Let's
you scoffed
dance.
At me.
Let's dance.
That's 24 hours ago.
Yep.
How things have changed, probably.
Yes.
All right, we'll get into that coming up here and Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
Follow the Money on VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
If you're looking for more sports betting discussion around your local teams, Bet Rivers has you covered. They've launched a series of CityCasts designed to tackle sports betting from the local perspective. CityCasts in Chicago, Denver, Detroit, L.A., New York, Philly, Pittsburgh, and D.C. Subscribe to your local CityCast wherever you get your podcast. I have to tweet at Mark. He hit the Royal Delta at the Bar Canada, the D. I got to ask him what machine he was on.
Well, yeah, because you're going
to imagine if he got the Aces, too, in the same machine.
You're going to be paying your rent there.
$5,600. I'm going to ask him right now. What machine? Just tell me.
Paul, on NFL Network this morning, they're kicking around their most TV-appropriate Vegas stories that they have. How many inappropriate Las Vegas stories that do not make TV you have?
I have several.
Oh, I
told the one you tweeted out, too. The Mega Bucks with what involved after we hit and her idea to go to a club. And then the sister sitting there on her hands, uncomfortable with all the girls around.
Sure, yeah.
Yeah. Imagine I got in trouble for a little too aggressive where we went. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to me.
I wonder if VSiN would ever allow us to do a separate podcast that would not make this show and call it our most inappropriate Vegas stories.
I like that. We should do it once a week.
Oh, man.
Say what we want, tell our story, the stories we have out here.
Oh, my God.
Interviewing Mike Tyson, the death threats, what he said on the air. The political implications, who came after us. It was incredible.
But living here for 20 years, 24-hour town,
yeah.
The nonsense.
The story with your jacket going off to war, telling the girls.
I don't feel comfortable telling that story again on the air. I really, that's part of your Megabuck story that we tweeted out.
Oh, it was so good. I'm like, boy, I forgot this was 16 minutes. I'll tell you what, you sent out the other one. I think part two might have been part two of Megabucks.
I got to go back and
watch that part. I don't have an ego, so I can't. Part two, it might have been better than part one, because I forgot. I had lived that story. I had lived it.
No, you never told me that day that you were going to bring it up.
Something happened, like a guest canceled, and we were up against it. Graphic issues. Imagine that. But so like part two was then her mother, she had just won $12 million. Her mom has had survived the war in Cambodia and everything. But we would go to the buffets and she would have a Ziploc bag in her purse and she would steal food. I go, this is going to be front page. What are you doing?
This is after she hit Megabucks.
Chocolate chip cookie for you, Cone. I'm like, you can't do that. You can't, you're going to get caught.
Like, Mom, no. What are you doing
every single time? And then we'd crush in cans.
Oh,
they
yeah.
They go, Paul, can you crush cans? I go, why? Mom wants the gas money to go back to California. It's $40.
You just
She's got $8 million in the bank.
She just hit for $12 million.
I go, what? This is a bizarro world. That's the, God. Can you help clean the pool today? I go, what?
They don't want to change as human beings.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe it. I was losing my mind. I go, I got to get out of here. I'm crushing cans for $40. I go, here's the money. Take your gas money to go back to California.
They stayed true to their roots, much like you. Yeah. Similar. In the same boat.
Let's get that podcast. You want to see what those numbers get? You want to see? Yeah. Pardon my take and all that. Move over. There'll be a new sheriff in town. We do that. I'll call my shot right now. Again, I don't have an ego, but I mean, come on.
I couldn't even, like, right now in my head.
How good would that podcast
trying to trying to track the stories that are inappropriate for this show right now live on the air. I can't even.
Dustin, tell Bill. My idea.
There used to be a summer party about an hour outside of Las Vegas.
Oh, no.
That one comes to mind. That was the best party annually, no matter where you live in the world.
Yeah.
Yep.
Losing the Money, the name of the podcast. Losing the Money. Any of that. I have all these ATM receipts. What happened? Where's the money? Huh. The other thing that happened yesterday, after we talked to Ben, Dungeon of Doom. Hutchinson now $2 to go second.
Okay.
80-cent move yesterday.
So get this. There's a sports book with a very creative prop out. And it's Walker and Hutchinson to go number one overall versus the field. Well, Walker and Hutchinson were minus 1,000 yesterday. They're minus 375 right now.
I don't get that.
So who else is it going to be then?
It'd just be Aquino, right? I can't even
based on
imagine
the
who
Jacksonville
would
we get, guess we had yesterday.
God.
I don't know.
Walker as high as 280 to go number one. Hutchinson, $2, I mentioned. The Gardner Stingley stuff. Stingley just plummeting. Not only the draft position, but to go number one.
Like, is that
the first corner selected or go third, too?
Also, is that just strictly like conjecture at this point and people like throwing darts? But also,
That guy third if you're Houston.
Is it
I hope you win, but you can't take him third.
Is it liability, maybe you think? I don't think so, because how many bets would they take at 100-1 in some spots that had numbers in that similar range?
Well, I don't know.
They're not taking gigantic, you know, limits on a bet like that.
Well, could there be tomfoolery here? It appears they're all moving the stuff at the same time.
Yeah, right.
This can't be, is it like the Brady thing where one guy's gallivanting around town and popping it here and pop it?
They have some news?
I mean, this could be, maybe they're just like, okay, they're working in cahoots and saying, they're in cahoots rather and saying,
well, that appeared to be the case. Remember on what Sunday afternoon, early evening, with the Walker steam, and how that led into Monday morning. You said Purdom had the story at ESPN. What was it? 36% of all the bets that were coming in.
Yeah.
Pro Walker won, anti Hutchinson won.
It's like the movie Casino with the goofball. Ah, gee, it's a casino. People got to win sometime. I mean, these books always complaining when they like you win majority of the time. Yeah. Like it's okay.
They're
freaking out. God forbid you put up some props. And the players might get the best of it. I mean, give me a break.
Run this down. Give us your mock draft. Then.
Walker number one. Hutchinson number two. Aquino number three.
Ooh, three, huh?
I'm sticking with my guns. I know I'm going to trust McLean. Sauce Gardner number four. Tibbs five. A guy I trust says the Giants love him. And he had the back-to-back meetings. Neal six to Carolina. Slipping.
Yeah, I would... Are you going to do a 2.0 version?
I could. Cross seven. He is now 6.5. He's moved big time and juiced heavily under.
Correct.
After being a lot higher than that. Then I have the run of wide receiver starting. I have Wilson going to Atlanta in eight. At eight, we have a Falcons guest later in the show.
By the way, who the hell knows what they're going to do at eight?
Oh, God.
They could go in 20 different directions.
And I wouldn't be surprised if it's who the first wide receiver off the board is. It could be Williams, it could be London, I don't know. I'll go Wilson, though, at 8. Stingley at 9. Jets come back and take London at 10. Hamilton, 11. McDuffie, 12. Williams, 13. Davis, 14. I'm very confident in that selection. And I played under 15.5 and 14.5.
Doesn't Davis. He seem like a typical yep. Baltimore pick? And, yep. and everybody across the league in like 3 years is going to be, how did we let Baltimore take this yep. guy?
And Olave, 15. Your thoughts? That's my mock.
Okay, I like Davis at 14 for sure.
And this guy, the Eagles now trying to trade.
Wait, where's the kid from Florida State? The defensive lineman.
Johnson, I know.
You don't have him in the top 15?
I know. He might go 9. I didn't know where to put him. He might go 9th. He might go 4 to the Jets. That's
some,
in play.
There's some talk about that.
Yep.
How they might possibly like him more than a guy like Thibodeau. Jermaine Johnson's who we're talking about. So you have McDuffie 12 now to the Vikings.
Mm-hmm.
That seems to be a popular pick, but the steam on this guy too, because his draft position prop was way higher than that not that long ago. At last check, he was 16.5, I believe. And you have no quarterbacks going top 15.
No way.
That's what I like to see.
No way.
I hope that's the way it breaks based on the bets that
yeah.
I made.
And I don't know. I think Johnson will go top 15. I have no idea where or where to put him. He's now 9.5, his draft prop.
Yeah, right. Actually, you know what? I stand corrected. I took a flyer on Washington taking Willis at number 11. That's how Dan Schneider operates. It's 18-1 for a reason.
That makes no sense.
Very small bet. Dan Schneider has never made any sense.
Well, that's...
Ever.
But a probable, he'd still be owning the team here.
Yeah, I know. The outside of the top two, the pick that you're most confident in. Williams.
Cross to the Giants.
Cross to the Giants. But you had him going to the... Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you had Neal 6 to the Panthers.
Yes.
Okay. And Neal, by the way, is 5.5. That's been juiced.
You asked me that same question 2 days ago. I would have said Sauce to the Jets. Now I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know what's... I don't know about 3, 4, and 5 now. It's a mess.
I will say that if the Texans go cornerback, it's not necessarily Stingley. It could be Sauce Gardner at number 3.
It should be. You know, Williams did nothing in the playoff game against them when they were lined up.
That's right.
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And the guy never allowed a touchdown pass.
Not
Cincinnati.
Once.
I don't get it.
Yep. The VSiN spring special is here for only $59. You get everything VSiN has to offer from now to the end of July. The next few months are going to be filled with the best betting content in the business right here at VSiN.com. And subscribers will have access to all of it, including Adam Burke's daily Major League Baseball best bets. Jonathan Von Tobel will have best bets all the way through the NBA Finals. And Andy McNeil will break down all the action on the ice all the way through the Stanley Cup playoffs. We'll have lots of NFL preseason coverage as well, not to mention continued best bets and premium articles covering golf, UFC, USFL, and NASCAR. And if you want the full VSiN experience, you're going to get a daily best bet email on top of it, every edition of Point Spread Weekly, and use of our betting tools and live video stream whenever you want it. The cost is only $59 through July 31st. Sign up now at VSiN.com/spring. Both games tonight in the NBA up next. Landing spots in the first four games, 230, 232, 231, 247. The total is 225.5.
I don't have an eagle, so I can't.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled Kalshi, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time.
The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
Follow the money on VSEN, the sports betting network.
The VSEN betting experts have put together everything you need to bet on the draft this week. The VSEN NFL Draft Betting Guide has mocks, analysis for every team, odds, and best bets from the first round. Get the betting guide today for $10. VSEN.com/draft. Pick it up. It's awesome. We deliver every week with this and Point Spread Weekly, or all the time, rather. VSEN.com/draft. $10.
All right, so tonight in the NBA, only 2 games on the board. Both of them have huge point spreads. The late game, Nuggets at the Warriors, Golden State a 9-point favorite. Now, let me give you this. The closing totals in the first 4 games, 223, 222.5, 222.5, and 224. The landing spots for the totals in the first 4 games, 230, 232, 231, and 247.
Yeah.
So every game has gone over, and tonight's total is 225.5?
I hear you.
Are we going to get a game like last night in Minnesota and Memphis where the Nuggets season on the line yet again? They tighten it up a little bit, but are they capable of playing better defense?
It has been tight. That's another thing. We opened 242 in game one in that series. Now we're down to
228.5.
Yeah, right. I asked you the other day, imagine if Joker was a shoot first guy.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? 37-8-6 in the win the other day. 37 points. He's like 12 or 15 at one point.
Right.
He's always looking to pass and get other guys involved.
He always wants to get the teammates involved.
Yeah, loves the pass.
Yep.
Loves it. Golden State's averaging 122 points per game in the series. Kerr after the loss. We needed that. Got away from the game plan. Poole, who's averaging 24 a game, only had 11 points in game 4.
That was an off night for him.
You want to lay 9, though? Boy, that's a lot of points.
It is a ton. Do we get one more over is the question to me.
I would lean, yes.
Yeah, the way these two teams play.
Oh, Curry's been so good. Poole had the one-off game, but he's been great.
When the Warriors go to that death lineup.
Yeah. Clay's been awesome. Clay was fantastic in game 4.
Will we get the others to step up tonight for the Nuggets?
Yeah.
That's also the second biggest question.
But one of them. But more than one,
tough,
I don't think so.
Tough ask.
Barton Morris, I think the Morris thing was a fluke. Gordon has played well 2 games in a row. But
look at his numbers, by the way. Look at the Joker.
Yeah.
His player prop, 30.5. Rebounds, 13.5. Assists, 6.5. So his points, rebounds, and assist prop is going to be 50.5 tonight? Maybe it's even a tick higher?
It's 51.5.
51.5.
Yep, his points are 30.5. Yep, there it is. 30.5 at points bet and 51.5. Good gravy. Curry's 27.5. Gordon's 15.5. Clay's 23.5 for points. But, you know, get on with it. Let's go. Finish the series and get ready for the second round. Get some rest. And with Milwaukee, wrap this up so Sunday we can get Boston and Milwaukee. Let's do this.
And that would be, are we seeing Sunday morning out here?
A couple tweets say that, right. It'd be 10 a.m. Pacific.
Maybe a 1 p.m. Eastern start. Okay.
In that range, right. But this is up to 12 now. And LaVine not supposed to play. Caruso not supposed to play. They beat 119-98 and 111-81 were the 2 games in Chicago. My God. Plus, they've owned them this year, and they've owned them going back the last few years. So, 12 points, though?
Well, by the way, it's funny how it kind of flipped. Huh. The first 2 games in Milwaukee.
Competitive.
You could probably say the Bulls were the better team in those first 2 games.
Yeah.
Because what happened in game 2. And then when they moved the series to Chicago, it's been all Bucks. And that's the thing. Like, on the road, The others were huge for Milwaukee. Grayson Allen, some of the best games of his life. Game four, he was automatic. He couldn't miss. So does that kind of a thing continue tonight for the Bucks at home? Probably tough for him to shoot like that back-to-back games. I wouldn't expect that, but they have guys other than him capable of certainly stepping up. Like a Matthews could go off. Look at the freak. 33.5 tonight for the points. They have, I mean...
What a player.
Nobody has an answer for him, but that's just nuts.
Yeah. And it's tough for Chicago. Now you're shorthanded. But you're right. Game one, Milwaukee's up 16. Chicago comes all the way back and takes the lead in the fourth quarter. Then they beat them in game two.
Mm-hmm.
And not only did they have the lead in the fourth quarter, the big three couldn't make a shot.
That's right.
They were 30%. But now without, I mean, Levine's supposed to be out with the COVID, but without Levine and Caruso out, I just can't see it. But then again, as Milwaukee go through the motions and they win by seven and happy to get out of there and move on to Sunday.
So do you have any interest in backing the Bucks against the Celtics? We saw that opening number here in Las Vegas. Celtics were minus $2, Bucks plus 175.
God. I mean, what's going to happen with Middleton? When does he come back?
That's the biggest question, clearly, yeah.
I'll tell you, this other business, Chicago doesn't defend. You're going against an awesome all-time defense in Boston.
Right. And will they have answers for the freak? They have plenty of guys to throw at him, but he's the best player on the court against any team in the world. So if they can neutralize him, I would say, yeah, the Celtics are going to be the team to advance. That's why they're going to have Middleton back for that series or most of it.
Well, Holiday's a nice player, but he had some bad moments in the playoff run last year, too. He had a lot of off games.
He did.
But a good player, though. But that's maybe $2 was too high, what they one book opened at. But that's why you went for it, though, if you were at Boston, to get home court.
Sure.
And start this thing off, and now you have a lot of time to rest. But a 12-point spread and a 9-point spread. Tonight.
Well, tonight has nothing on Thursday night's schedule in the NBA.
Oh, so intriguing.
Thursday's incredible.
Yes.
And let me give you this, just to reiterate this one more time. ESPN Stats and Info, we know this about like 31 games losing to close out games, but he's actually now, Doc Rivers has lost 7 of his last 8 opportunities to close out a series. 7 of his last 8! His 31 such losses in those games are already the most by a coach in NBA history. He's 15-31 in closeout games.
Do you give the winner of this series any shot against Miami? Miami is so deep. So good defensively and so many guys that can score. Like you said the other day, the Strus kid, Robinson.
Oh, yeah.
Hero.
Vincent.
Bam. Gabe Vincent's good.
Yeah.
Right.
Riley, just a masterful job.
Look at Oladipo.
Job.
Guy was on a milk carton and hurt. Oladipo was huge in the win.
Correct.
What a story.
I would say with a healthy Embiid.
Well, he's not going to be healthy.
The thumb's okay.
That's not happening.
You don't think so?
No. It's not going to get better. And they're going to probably hack him. It's just going to get worse. I mean, it's not going to... No, there's no chance that thing improves. And then he admitted after the last game he's worried about it. That he has to stop thinking about it, right. But it's hard to do that because you know he's compromised.
Have you bet Toronto yet to win the game?
Yeah, I already did, yes.
No, I had.
I took 1.5.
I might keep betting that as long as the number is still on the board.
The series price has come down, too. They're now $4.75.
I can't believe that was $8.
Yep.
On the Sixers to win that series. Come on.
Toronto has the same odds as Utah to win to come back and win the series. I mean, think about that.
Wow.
That makes no sense.
Okay. Can you imagine what it's going to be like in Philadelphia, in that arena, if they blow this series and it goes back there for a 7th game?
Mm-hmm.
How tight those players are going to be.
God.
The sweat coming down from Doc Rivers' face.
Never happened. It's never happened. Historic. Are you going to blow this? Is Doc going to do it again? Harden's never won a big game in his life. All that. And it's 7, and it's, you know, Toronto's up 8 in the first quarter. The Boo Birds are out.
For sure.
They'll be all over them.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And I think it's going 7.
And you think the Suns take care of the Pelicans? Going to go back to New Orleans. I know the Suns were great last night, but that's what happens when it goes back home.
Yeah, well, look what they did in game 4. Yeah. Pelicans were great and the others played well.
I don't even, last night's game really means nothing. I think the Pelicans can win that game.
Yeah, Bridges won't do that again.
I don't think so, no.
Mm-hmm.
No.
And how confident are you Friday night that we get that Minnesota beats Memphis and we get game 7?
I like Minnesota.
Yeah, they're getting 2.
I like them first quarter, probably first half, and I like them for the game.
Mm-hmm.
Again, this should have been a 5-game series. Minnesota has blown the series. In 2 of their losses, they just gift-wrapped the fourth quarter to the Grizzlies. They can't keep them off the offensive glass.
Game 3, yes. And last night, I can't.
It's an 11-point lead with 6 minutes.
Yeah, come on. It's the NBA, though. Miami even blew that. Miami blew that against Atlanta.
Yeah, but they couldn't get a rebound.
Well, that would, yeah.
62% of the glass on the offensive side went to Memphis.
That finally happened, though. And Minnesota's awful rebounding. Memphis is number one in the league.
I mean, I will give Memphis credit because they deserve it, because Clark was a beast last night. I love that kid.
Keep crashing.
I liked him coming out of Gonzaga. I love him in his rookie year. And Morant, we got a good tweet on that. Morant was the most improved player in a single game.
Yes.
Right?
Good tweet.
Yeah.
They just have to come together and have a come to Jesus meeting and just say, let's do what we did in the regular season and trust one another.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Dylan Brooks cannot keep shooting when he's 3 of 18. Mm-hmm. Jackson's got to be on the floor and stop fouling. You got to draw plays and go with the hot hand like Bane. And Ja's got to get to know that too and get Bane involved.
Sure.
He was so good attacking, getting the basket, and what he did in the fourth quarter, taking over. But you're right. Up to that point, before the dunk, he'd done nothing.
It'd be nice if Jackson could play more than 20 minutes.
That's a killer.
Yep.
I know.
The first hour of Follow the Money is presented exclusively by BetRivers, your hometown sportsbook. Get a 100% first deposit match bonus now with the code 250MATCH. Must be 21 plus. Offer is not valid in all areas. Check BetRivers.com for full offer details and rules. In the next hour, much more on the NFL draft, on the NBA playoffs with tonight's card, and we will get into today's Major League Baseball schedule. Some pretty good matchups. Solid starters going today on the mound. We'll touch on it coming up here on Follow the Money. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.